Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting gesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. Let's talk about leadership at a big level. Now, I know there's a lot here, but boy, if you master any of these frameworks, everything shifts for you in how you deal with people. Even just little bits and pieces that you pull into your own work or your next influence situation, it's why my life became so influential. You know, people are like, how is it you get to reach millions of people? Literally 13 million plus people see my posts every week. Why? Because I learned the messaging of all these things put together. And I've been able to lead movements. I've been able to lead my team. I've been able to lead literally tens of thousands of people in arenas around the world because I understood these simple principles. In no other way have I think, accomplished more in my life or achieved more in my life than learning how to lead teams of people. And that came from an understanding of this model. What do leaders actually do? If you are leading a large company, or you're leading a team of 4 people, 5 people, 6 people, 2 people, 100 people, it doesn't matter. You need to understand, what do leaders do? And once you hone this down, you're able to revisit this framework and continually assess yourself over a period of time and become better and better and better and better in a leader. I've been blessed to teach this to millions of people through my own work, as well as through my partners rolling out leadership programs related to this framework right here. I think you're going to love it. It has shifted major groups from major student groups to the military to government organizations and operations to large Fortune 500 CEOs who've implemented this framework. It's powerful. It's one of my favorite things that I've ever developed. And it's so simple if you'll just measure yourself on it. What do leaders actually do? The first thing that they do is envision a compelling future. They look at today and they look at where everyone's going and they identify a vision, right? To see where we can go, to see what we can accomplish. They have a personal belief about what the future holds and a personal belief about where we could go together. In envisioning this process, though, they don't do it by themselves. Importantly, they also enlist other people in the envisioning process. Meaning, yes, they might have a compelling vision, but they don't create it themselves, and they never walk into an organization and announce it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our vision for the company. Without first enlisting everybody else's point of view to create that vision. Probably one of the most profound lessons I ever learned in leadership is about how important it is to have other people involved in it. It actually became one of my most famous phrases in the corporate world when I share with people the importance of remembering people support what they create. If you enlist other people to support and create a vision, to create it, then support it, that vision will go so much further and more people will work harder than you ever imagined to achieve it. But if you just come up with a vision and slap it on people's foreheads, they're like, not my thing. If they're not involved in the creation process in some way or feel an ownership to that process, they don't chase it. And it's important for you to realize the depth and the importance of these first two things. If where there, it's literally biblical, isn't it? Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's a biblical statement. Enlisting other people is one of the most important things. But these aren't also important to remember one-time things, that a leader is always communicating the vision in every single message in some way or another. An element of the vision or why the vision is important or what we're doing together and where we're heading together, it's so vital that you hammer that home over and over and over again. It's so important that you're constantly bringing in people to support that, to talk about it, to work towards it, that enlisting never ends, that you're always enlisting people to believe in you, to buy from you, to follow you, to support you. It is always part of the process. Next, we have to, as leaders, embody the very principles that we espouse. If you're sharing something to people and you say it's important, they got to see you demonstrate that that's important. If not, they will not follow you. And this is also biblical. If they don't believe the messenger, they won't believe the message. We have to understand the vitality and importance of us showing up every day, not once in a while, but on a consistent basis in congruence with our message. If we do that, then we are embodying that message. They will believe in us. They will want to follow that message as much as they want to follow us. And they'll realize they need to role model themselves. If you're not role modeling what you're saying, they're not going to role model it for you. And this is one of the easiest ways I've ever been able to do some very high level, high performance coaching with some Fortune, 500 CEOs, to sit them down and say, I recognize you got everything in place here. You got a great mission statement. You got all these people around who support this. How many of them do you feel like believe this? And often they're stunned to find out that they don't. That because they've been so buttoned up and so appropriate or so professional, the way that they learned in Harvard or the way that they learned in the corporate world, that there's no vulnerability, there's no truth and congruence in who they are, that other people feel comfortable approaching them, talking to them, having conversations with them. If they can't approach you, they won't approach the vision. If they can't feel comfortable and vulnerable around you, they won't ask for help. And all of a sudden things derail and you're like, why didn't anyone tell me things were going off the charts here? Because you weren't embodying your message or embodying the spirit of leadership that is open and vulnerable, that allows people to raise their hand and say, I want to play, but I don't know how. I need some help here. And that's vital. Next, empower. The greatest work that we do as leaders is helping people understand and giving them the knowledge, the skill, the ability, the tools, the resources to do what they need to do, equipping them for success. But going beyond that, we don't need to just give them information. We need to give them trust and decision-making authority, right? Lots of leaders say, here's a toolbox, here's our knowledge source, here's everything you need to know to be competent and succeed here. But they don't give them decision-making authority, where that person has some ownership and the ability to say, yes, no, let's go. Worse, a lot of people empower them with everything in hierarchy. Look, you have the right role. You're getting paid enough. I'm empowering you to make the decisions. But they're not clear and explicit that there's trust there. They don't say, look, I really trust you in this. You can handle it. So now you get someone who never does anything on their own, who doesn't go and run with the ball, but they're always coming back to you as a leader, and now you become the roadblock to the success of the organization because everyone feels like they need to ask you for things. And they need to ask you for things because you haven't given them true decision-making authority and trust and the resources they need. Those are all vital to true empowerment. Empowerment is not just rah-rah. It's those three specific things. It's real resources to do what they need to do, equipping them with the knowledge, tools, abilities, resources they need. It's real decision-making authority, and it's real trust from you that comes from a deep truth, a deep humanity that says, I know you can do this. If they don't sense that from you, they won't do it. Great leaders are evaluating their people's progress and their ethics, right? That's a continual basis. Like, how are we doing here? Are we moving forward? Are we moving fast enough? Are we moving ethically enough? And if we are not, then we've got to get serious. And so much part of being a great leader is learning the skill of checking in and measuring things. Look, guys, we're not doing well enough. Here's why. Hey, look, guys, I just checked out. I just heard this. We're not doing a good enough job in being congruent with what we're saying. Hey, guys, I just got the market data. It looks like we are off where everybody else is off. We're not doing well enough here. It's challenging people to live up to a standard of measurement. And that measurement has to be clear to everybody, and it needs to be shared, and everyone knows where they're at. And we have to evaluate it honestly, explicitly, but with compassion, to realize that sometimes the wheels fall off. Sometimes things don't go well. And not to come down harshly or meanly, but certainly to be explicit in the acknowledgement that things are not going well and be explicit in the path to reaching a new standard. That is what great leaders really do. So much of it in our culture has now been sort of celebrated as rah-rah. Well, you have to cheerlead your people. That is essential, as you'll see. But even primary to that is ensuring that we're paying attention. Too many leaders check out from measurement. Too many leaders just want to set a vision and get out of the way, but they're not measuring and assessing. And all of a sudden, a year goes by, 6 months goes by, 3 months goes by, and they discover everybody's off base and they get angry. Well, I told you to go here. And they're like, well, you know, we've been heading this direction for like 3 months. Where have you been to say this isn't the right direction? That's what great leaders do. They evaluate the progress of the organization, the progress of the team, the ethics that we're all using as we progress, and they stick to high standards and ensure that everybody knows what their standards are and make them measure up to it. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.